Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we're so glad you're here. Rod is a trans channel. His consciousness is entirely gone. And the being, whoever's going to come in tonight, will basically use his body as their own. That's how it works, and he's not there at all. So we never know who it is. It's always a lovely surprise. And we will go ahead and get started. We've got lots of good stuff for tonight. All right, here we go.
Hello, dear one. This is Genghis Khan.
Oh, Genghis Khan. I'm so glad you're here. And I know your mission, to empower large groups of people, right?
Correct. Most correct.
Okay. And that is certainly something that Americans and humanity, of course, need right now very, very much.
The only beings on the planet that don't need this are those that are not human.
Okay. Are you talking about our cats and praying mantises and butterflies? And
they don't need it.
They already have it, don't they?
They have it. Yes. Humans need it.
Yes, we know our cats have it already. They could run circles around us. But that's another story. So we're delighted you're here. And we have Cindy on the line. Cindy, welcome.
Hi. Thank you for being here, Genghis Khan.
First Most question. Welcome, dear one.
First question for you. For example, I work on a lot of questions during the week and such. Do you tap into people like me that are getting all these questions ready so you have an idea, I'm the one that wants to be on this call tonight?
Am I aware? Definitely.
Oh, okay. Okay. I want to get a couple personal questions out first, and then I'll move on from there. I'm asking for my friend Velvet, who she's given me total permission anytime. Her son is supposed to be released from prison because he's never been charged on April 1st. Is this going to happen?
Yes.
Okay. Now, he has a concern that once they release him, then they're going to go after him for other charges and put him back in prison. Is this going to happen?
Tell him to not allow that as a possibility in his consciousness.
Okay, great. And then a personal question for myself. A couple Thursdays ago, I asked, because I'm going to be getting some money, that when would I be able to quit my job and be financially able to do this? And I was told how, and the answer was, how long does it take an egg to hatch? Well, I looked that up, and that's 21 days. So that would either be March 1st or March 2nd of this year. Is this still going to be able to happen?
Well,
I can quit my job.
On target.
Yes. Okay. So I'm ready for all my questions. And Mary, if I've got too many, cut me off. Okay, I've been moved to start reading Dolores Cannon's books. And she has a really good heart, and I know she's transitioned. What percentage of accuracy are her books?
I didn't quite catch the question.
So, Dolores Cannon, I'm reading her books.
Yeah.
And watching YouTube and things like that. How accurate is she?
greater than 96%.
Cool. Okay. And then Lee Carroll channels Chiron. How accurate is those channelings?
Greater than 94%.
Cool. Okay. Just a second. I got to move a question. Jeez. I saw on Facebook this man a couple weeks ago or so. He was snow skiing with his friends, and all of a sudden he was gone, and he was transported 2,900 miles away to California. So did he go through a portal? I mean, he's in the sunshine, palm trees, and he's wearing all his ski gear, and he didn't know what happened to him.
Yes, he was transported.
And was there a reason to, what was the purpose of this? To wake people up to show that there's portals and things like this can happen?
Indeed it was.
Okay. And then on some YouTubes, and this is, I believe, in South America, and it's in different places. There's these beings that have arms and legs and bodies sort of a lot like humans do. And they have wings, what we imagine angels would have, that they have in pictures and things. And they're flying all over in different places. Who are these beings?
They're from another civilization.
So have they transported here? Have they always been here? Why all of a sudden are they
visiting, helping with the ascension of the planet and humanity?
And that's just by showing up and letting people film them?
That's part of it. There will be more.
Okay. And then in Switzerland, and this is all documented, on January 14th, there were nine webcams showing that the sun was not there and it was supposed to be there. And then a few days later, all the data was removed from being able to be viewed, people being able to see it. So was the sun actually gone?
The image of the sun was missing.
And can you elaborate? Okay.
You don't always see the actual sun.
Oh, okay. Okay, so they were wondering if it was possibly an artificial sun that's been showing. So that's not the case.
I didn't say that. That is the case.
Could you repeat that, please?
That is the case.
Oh, okay. And then people have been that track the moon. They're saying the cycle of the moon is different. It's off what it normally is. Is this accurate?
Things in your world are not as they were, and that is part of that.
And this is part of the ascension?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then I read where there's the Crimson Council, and there were 4,500 members. is there an actual Crimson Council?
There is.
And what was said is 1,100 of them decided to leave the Crimson Council because the other ones that stayed wanted to fast-track what's happening on planet Earth, and the other ones did not want to, so they left and maybe formed their own group. I don't know. Is this accurate?
They did.
So
yes.
Because those 1,100 have left, so is that sort of moving up our time frame?
Yes, dear, it is.
Okay, cool. thank you for being here. Pardon?
You'll support that, will you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I was trying to explain to my wonderful roommate, Lauren, Soul Group, and I might not have been accurate. So could you please explain soul groups?
Soul groups. When a spark comes from all that is into existence, it then splits, and those then split, and all of the splits from that one spark are part of one soul group, soul kingdom.
Okay, so a lot of times these different sparks come together at certain times on planet Earth to do things together, whatever it is. Is that accurate?
There are soul families that have particular missions that they have in common.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And then I do not remember the gentleman's name that channels like Rod does, but he brought this being through Mika, K-T-U-B. I'll call him N-K. And N-K says the I-E-Y-E is coming, and that it's like coming through a wormhole in space, and that it's not a physical big ball, but it's a giant ball of energy, and the eye is inside this wormhole, and it's going to do a big blast of light, and only those that who are awake will feel this surge of energy from this blue eye. Is this accurate?
Well, there are many beings throughout creation that have a really fun time, if you will, creating scenarios. This is one such.
Oh, so this is not actually accurate.
No, but it's a fun story.
Okay. Okay, well, that eliminates a couple other questions. Okay, so now I'm going to get to current events. It's been...
To what?
Okay, there's been the Q team, and there was this, though we'll say just Q, was one person, and he quit putting information out, and... But his last day was January 1st. And then another person came and said, he is Q. And he's sort of condescending. So is the second Q just putting words out there and not really giving information, this second Q?
Actually, Q is a group of people that are putting information out.
Okay. So we have Q before January 1st. Then we have Q after January 1st. Are they on the same team?
Yeah.
Okay. Now there's a possibly number three Q. Is he part of the same team?
Correct.
Or she? Okay. So their information is pretty accurate. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. There was a holistic doctor here in Arizona. His wife, their three-year-old child, and their nine-month-old daughter was just murdered within the last 3 weeks. Why would they kill the children? It just, does this person not have a soul or a heart that actually murdered them?
From their point of view, it was self-preservation because the children knew who they were.
Oh, even a nine-month-old child?
Even.
Oh, okay. And who ordered this to be done? Are you allowed to say that?
You already know the answer is cabal.
Okay. Okay. There were earthquakes on February 12th in southwest France, two in Texas, one in Arkansas, one in Iceland, and one in North Korea near the Olympics, and one on February 17th in the United Kingdom. Were these where bases were being taken out, underground bases?
Bingo.
Yes. So about how many underground bases under the ground and in the ocean are left to be removed?
Less than 50.
Less than 50. Is there an approximate ETA when they'll have these all removed?
Thanksgiving this year.
I'm sorry, I did not catch that.
Thanksgiving this year.
Okay. Okay. Tolbert said, Section L3 has been cleared out, and now they're working on Section L2. How are they doing on clearing out L2?
Better than they thought they would.
Yes. And what is the Toplet Bombs update? Status.
Before August, they will be gone.
So would that be saying then they, in the United States, then they would be able to put in our new government by then?
That's a little more tricky than just getting rid of top of bots, dear.
Okay, well, I thought maybe the Toplet Bombs were holding it up somewhat. So that's not correct. Okay,
there are other factors here. Let me explain. The biggest one is the consciousness of the people in the country.
So okay. How are we doing on...
How are you doing on what?
So how are more and more people waking up?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think they'll be woken up by enough people will have realized what's happening and accept it by before the 4th of July?
Of this year? I would like to say yes. No.
But it won't be that soon. Okay.
No.
Bummer. Okay.
Well, Wait a minute. You have to admit it is happening much faster than anybody would have predicted, including you.
My sister has woken up and I'm just dancing on air. I'm going, oh my God, yay, Kathy. Okay, so people are waking. So this last false flag at the school, YouTube and Twitter have been going off after people like anti-school and James Munger and several of these people and taking down their YouTubes because they're showing the truth. So is this helping to wake people up saying, look at why are they doing this? Removing the freedom of speech. So is that backfiring on the cabal?
Yes, well, it becomes rather obvious when they do that, doesn't it?
Okay. And then President Trump has been made aware of that there's a possible false flag, attempt false flag to happen in Houston, Texas, at the medical center there. Because he's being provided this information, will this be stopped?
Yes, well, it's way too public now for them to be able to continue.
Okay, because they run an employment ad on Craigslist. So are they going to keep trying to get people to through Craigslist, or are they going to have to become more inventive to try to find crisis actors?
Dear, they are down to their last tricks, and they're not going to have the energy nor the intellect to add to those at this point.
Okay. And then I've read where the possibly the cryptocurrency financial change will be happening in March. Is this possible?
It's possible. What's definite is that the whole financial system in the world is going to change in that time frame.
Yes. Okay. It'd be ironic if it was on the 15th because of the thing, the Ides of March. So, okay. I've read where all the harp repeaters located in Wyoming were successfully destroyed. Is this true?
Yes.
Then I read where the cabal was going to try to set off the Yellowstone caldera. Was that true?
They tried.
Okay. And then several dark energy field emitters were also destroyed in the process near and around Yellowstone. Is this true?
Yes.
Okay, and then I'll use their terms. Alliance Ghost Teams they obtained further documents from one of the hidden underground cabal outposts before they were destroyed. Is this accurate?
Yes.
And then they found another location in Torrick Mountain, Ireland, that has documents. Is this accurate?
Yes.
And that these documents also included construction plans of another portal gate in Ireland?
Yes.
So are they going to be able to make it where this portal gate is not fully built?
The odds of that being built are less than 1 in 10 million.
Okay. And then it says the alliance is in charge of releasing the revalue if the financial system is going to collapse. Then I've also heard the Chinese elders are in charge of the RV. And then on the channeling calls, we've been told it's the Galactics in charge of the RV. Are you able to say whether it's one or a combination?
It's a combination, my dear.
Okay. So would it be the Chinese elders, the Alliance of Earth Alliance, and the our galactic family?
There are many beings and many countries involved in this. I will say that.
Okay. Okay. And then the Democrats have been lately there's been a lot of state elections, and the Democrats have been winning most of these. Have these been rigged?
Some of them have.
Okay, and the ones that have.
Wait. It won't matter because the new governance is coming.
Okay. Laugh some more, Mary. I can hear you. The HSBC Bank, the CEO, Stuart Gulliver, has resigned. So there are people that have been waiting for project money to come through for their projects and stuff. One person happens to be the name of that. Is this Stuart Gulliver? Was he one of the people involved delaying the money releases, or is it a lot of people involved?
He's one of them.
Okay. So is a good person replacing him?
Yes.
Yes. So these crisis actors and production crew, are a lot of them having the ultra mind control to have them do this, or are they just not good people?
Most of them are patsies.
Are patsies?
Yes.
Okay. And then Billy Graham just died, and it was shown that he was a Freemason. Was he on the dark side or on the good side?
Yes.
Oh, he played both sides of the fence?
Correct.
So when did he go over to the dark side?
When did you say?
Yes.
About 16 years ago.
So the last 16 years, he's been on the side of the dark.
He's been on he's been a mixed bag for that time.
Okay. And then people know that they're Hillary, the devil's or clone. They can prove that there's 27 counts of treason. And I know the real Hillary is no longer around. But people are wondering, when is something going to, some form of media indictment against these counts of treason? Is this going to happen to wake people up?
There will be information given to the people.
And about how soon will that occur?
The latter part of this year.
Okay, because people, a lot of the, not me, but a lot of other people are going, come on, we know it's there. When is it going to come out so other people wake up? So it'll be sometime after August?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Mayor, thank you, Genghis Khan. I really appreciate you being here. And Mary, I think I'm done.
Okay, Cindy. Thanks. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, everybody, we have the pleasure of Genghis Khan today on the show, which is absolutely awesome. And of course, his mission is to empower large groups of people. And that means you all, us all Americans especially, because we are the ones, probably the last ones, to wake up on the planet because of all the major media, fake news, lies, etc. So we're very, very grateful for him to be here today. Okay.
I would like to respond to that.
Yes.
I would like to remind everybody that you all of you, allowed the fake news, allowed the cabal to control you, allowed all of that. You can change that now. You can step up and take control. It's up to you.
Yes, absolutely true. Well said. Thank you. Okay, I have a question about Trump's motorcade recently. I don't remember where the driver, there was a gun found either on the floor of the car or in his bag or something. Was this a plot to do what happened to JFK, a repeat that was caught in time?
And thank goodness, yes, it was.
It was. Okay. How in the world, with all the care that Trump is taking, did someone like that driver slip through to be in a position to do what the driver... A lot of people maybe are not clear on JFK's murder. It was the driver that turned around with his right hand and shot JFK in probably the forehead or close to that. And so it was, yes, definitely close range. All the rest was fake. There may have been other shooters to make sure the job got done, but that was the one that did the job. And this driver was prepared to do the same thing and got caught. But...
Yes. Your president is being looked after.
Yes. We do know that. I'm very grateful. So I trust that driver is now getting three squares somewhere?
Correct.
Okay. Good. All right. Well, the Parkland school shooting in Florida, this is now completely unraveling, is it not? With more and more people aware that it was all just another false flag?
Yes, everybody is learning that is the case.
Okay, one of the several of the amazing things is that
CNN, there was an article on CNN February 1st that listed the school shootings scheduled for the month of February. There was one somewhere for the 5th, then for the 9th, and then the 14th for Florida. And then also there were images of Getty is very capable at photographic images, and they have a very good reputation for that. They had the pictures on the 13th. The shooting was on the 14th. Is this all true?
It is all true. And when you have less money, you tend to get a little sloppy like they are doing.
Well, I'm very glad. It is time for them to get sloppy so that things can shift and the American people can wake up better. This is good. Okay, there's also a report that one of the students interviewed, supposedly, after the Florida shooting, is the same girl that's been in 7 school shootings where they use crisis actors, and there's another student that's been present in 5 crisis shootings. Is this true?
It is so, and again, this is sloppiness on their cabal's part.
Sure, because apparently they're not even changing hairstyles, makeup, and so forth on the girls so that they wouldn't be as easily recognized without facial recognition software or something like that. Okay, and then I believe it was Ohio.com that had the report of the Parkland shooting, which took place on the 14th. They had it out on the 12th of February publicly, yes?
Yes, this is fine.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a young man named Colton Kahn, who apparently one of the students stepped up and refused to go along with the cabal program that they wanted about reporting on that. Is that true?
That is so.
Okay. And how about David Hogg, son of an FBI agent who really graduated from high school in Redondo Beach, California in 2015, but here he appears as supposedly a student at that high school.
Yes, well, it's so ridiculous that you can't even address it, can you?
At this point, it is a complete obvious sham to anybody who's paying attention whatsoever. It is so,
right.
So yeah. Now, because of the exposure of the March 4th planned school shooting in Houston, will this Florida thing be pretty much the end of the school shootings now? No.
I'm sorry to say no.
So they're going to keep trying. Okay.
It's all they got left?
Well, yeah, they have very few tools left in their toolbox. Yes, and very little money to pull them off with.
Yeah.
So, okay. But maybe they will be cut back because of the exposure. And now people know to look on Craigslist for this kind of thing ahead of time. There'll be more and more exposure, so it's going to be harder for them to pull these off, yes?
Yes, absolutely true.
All right. Very good. Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to share about the school situation and for people to look more clearly or anything else you would suggest about them?
I would suggest that on all things, that you keep your discernment. Don't let anybody tell you what to think.
Okay. Okay. So, it's been said that the Department of Homeland Security will publish proof of Democratic voter fraud in 2016. In the month of March, irrefutable proof of portions, I'm sure, of the Democratic Party or the whatever, with fraud in the election. Is this a true report?
They will publish just enough to try to get themselves off the hook, but not the whole thing.
So Homeland Security is going to protect themselves as well as expose a little bit.
Yeah.
It's all a big nasty soup.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. And there's been a report now that the official count, vote count, is finally done and that Trump received around 70 million votes. And Hillary received about 57 million votes. Is that an accurate count with all the absentee ballots and everything else?
As accurate as possible.
Okay. Because a lot of the records were destroyed, were they not?
Yes.
So this is the best that this commission could do. Okay. All right. What about Kissinger? Kissing up to Trump, is this true? And what's he trying to do? Is he still playing both sides? I wouldn't trust Kissinger with a spoon.
Well, he is the ambassador for the cabal. That's plain and simple what he's doing.
So is he trying to negotiate time, gentlehood?
Terms.
Okay, so he's still working for the cabal. He hasn't turned. No way.
No
chance. That's what I thought. Okay.
When you look at the list of people that absolutely will not possibly turn, he's
on it. I would guess along with the Bushes and Cheney and what's left of the Rockefeller family. Et cetera. And I'm sure there's some others on that list that maybe I can't think of right now.
There are many.
Yes. Okay. So those are the ones that are probably going to have their soul, their beingness taken to the great central sun. Bye-bye. Permanently.
Correct.
Okay. So we never have to face those again. All right. It's reported that Russia may shift to the SIPS, the new Chinese wire, global wire system, soon, away from the SWIFT system, which has been used for years. It's my understanding that the cabal owns the SWIFT system and thus has been able to play games with it on certain selected wires. Is this a true report?
It is a true report, and yes, leaving the Swiss system behind is a great thing for humanity.
Yes, and the suggestion in this article would be if Russia does this in the fairly near future, with the implication that a number of other countries will follow quite quickly that are still using the Swiss system but will shift over to the SIPS.
Right.
That's correct, okay. And it's my understanding that the SIPS system was created with a much higher level of security and honorability and a lack of ability to steal money in the wire system.
Correct.
Yeah, so it's really, really good system. Okay. So when will the U.S. banks change to the SIPS system?
Well, before May gets here.
Before May. Okay. Okay. Meanwhile, those of us who have some interest in the wire system, I presume that our funds will be protected very well even prior to the SIPs coming into play for the U.S.?
They will.
Thank you. Okay. What does the year of the dog mean in the terms of today's world? What's the tendencies, the effects, and so forth, the brand new year of the dog.
It is all about loyalty. And so you're seeing camps divide.
Okay. Because dogs are the epitome of loyalty, are they not? More than any other tendency and any other animal, right? And I imagine it is not an accident that dog is God's will backwards, so that there's quite a tie there, right?
There.
Yes, okay. Very good. Okay, the CDC, Dr. Timothy Cunningham, my understanding he was to soon break out as a whistleblower, so he has been taken out, is that correct?
That is correct, and quite unfortunate.
Yeah. Should he have asked for more protection from the universe? Was that his error, or was he willing to go before he blew the whistle?
He was willing to go.
So he had mixed feelings. He felt it was his duty and honor to become a whistleblower because he'd seen some bad stuff. But he didn't really, really, really want to do it.
Didn't want to live through it.
Okay, because, yes, these whistleblowers take so many risks, and if they aren't seriously protected, they're toast. Yeah.
Correct.
So, was this one of the Hillary body count or the cabal, just pure cabal?
Pure cabal.
Okay. Okay. It's my understanding that the settlements, international settlements, that the BIS is not accountable to anybody and is maybe getting mixed up in cryptocurrencies?
This is a definite possibility.
But it is my understanding that the cryptocurrencies can be simply turned off. I mean, just like now, at any time, because the people at the top are not nice people.
Some of them can.
Okay. All right. Carol, welcome.
Yes, good evening, everybody. Hello. King's Kong. Thank you for being here. I am trying to heal up physical issues, or I am healing them up, I guess would be a better way to put it. But I'm still sabotaging that somehow, and my soulmate tells me that I'm programmed to heal up at a specific time. Can you comment on that, please?
You can change that.
I can change the sabotage?
You can change the time.
Oh, so I am programmed to heal up at a specific time. That's correct.
You can change that.
Okay, and can you give me some insight into how I can change that?
With your intention.
So that would be just seeing myself healed now.
If now is when you want to heal.
Well, that's definitely when I want to heal.
Then so be it.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Is there any way you can help me with that? Is this all my manifest?
Because you asked, I will help.
Oh, thank you so much. I do appreciate that. I guess that's all my questions. Thank you so much. Many blessings.
Many blessings to you, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Carol. Okay, so is the business International Settlement Agency, is that going to be cleaned up or dissolved completely? And if there's going to be something that will replace it that will be honorable, how is that going to play out? Can you tell us?
It will be replaced.
Okay. So they're going to dump it, get rid of all the cabal that are in there and the whole plan and why it was set up, which was always cabal, oriented and replace it with some kind of global currency agency that will be honorable?
Correct.
Okay, very good. Okay, Robert David Steele has put out some good videos about what's going on. The former FBI or CIA, CIA thing. And he reportedly, by Ben Fulford, has been meeting with the White Dragon Society in China. Can you shed any light on that, if it's true, and why?
It is true, and there are many things being negotiated that involve all the countries of the world.
Okay, so this would be financial?
Yes.
Yes, and humanitarian?
Yes.
And I know Ben has talked so much about a merit-oriented global agency of some kind, which, if it's honorable, that would be great. If it's not, that's, we don't need that. Is this headed in the right direction with Robert David Steele and the White Dragon Society?
It's a positive direction, but as you have been told before, you're moving towards total transparency of everybody's actions.
Yeah, that's true. So there can't be any games played at
right.
some point.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Do you see the consciousness being more prepared for that transformation during 2018?
There is a tendency, unfortunately, for people to look at that possibility and go, oh, no, I don't want people seeing what I'm thinking.
They don't see
the value, which is unfortunate.
Okay, so people who are afraid of being exposed, so to speak, are that element of consciousness is holding things back in that regard. Is that true?
That is correct.
Okay, so the point here is that everybody clean up your act, right? All of it.
Yes.
Okay. Good. All right. There's a woman in San Diego that apparently has come out and spoken about witnessing live child sacrifice in the catacombs of the Vatican. I know this stuff goes on. Is she being honest, and is she being protected?
Yes and yes.
Okay. Okay. All right, so more of this is going to come out as we go along, but not, because hasn't that gone on for a long, long, long time?
Time going to be
absolutely time to be ended. Talk about not being nice to kids. The school shootings are nothing compared to the pedophilia and the child sacrifices and the Satanistic rituals and all of that. That's
correct.
Right. Okay. All right. How's Cobra doing?
Well.
Well, okay. Coming along. He's doing okay?
Yeah.
All right. Good. Good. Okay. Genghis Khan, thank you so very much for being here. Do you have any final words for our callers and listeners?
I want you to consider that in this change that you're in the midst of, that you can make a huge positive difference. Please allow yourself to do that.
Oh, I like that. All right. Thank you so very much. Many blessings, and we're very grateful for your presence today. Namaste.
Namaste.